God. She's amazing. Oh, I'm so glad you guys got drunk and had sex.
It's incredible. I mean, one minute she's inside you, and then 47 hours later, here she is. She looks so real. You know what I mean.
Okay, my turn.
Yeah, Phoebe.
Yes.
Oh, baby.
Oh, you're so cute. Oh, I could squeeze your little head.
I won't.
Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing. I'm sorry, I just can't stop crying.
The doctor said it's completely normal with all the hormones, plus you're sleep deprived.
So? You guys are all sleep deprived? I don't see you weeping because you put your slippers on the wrong feet. Oh, God.
What's the matter now?
I was reliving it.
So, do you know what you're going to call her yet?
Oh, wait a minute. It's not going to be baby girl? I thought that was so original.
Actually, we've narrowed it down to two names.
Yeah, and you know what? I love them both. So why don't you just pick one and that'll be it?
Well, okay, everyone. This is Isabella.
Oh, I love Isabella.
Hi.
What?
That's not her name. Sorry, she just doesn't feel like an Isabella.
What was the other one, Ross?
Delilah.
Oh, great. Suddenly she sounds like a biblical whore.
So, I guess we're back to baby girl.
Yay!
What are we gonna do?
It's okay, honey, you'll find a name.
Ugh, easy for you to say. You already know what your kids' names are gonna be.
You do?
Yeah, I've had them picked out since I was 14.
Oh, no, it's going to be named after some snack or baked good, isn't it?
Well, tell us, what are they?
Okay, if it's a boy, it's Daniel.
And if it's a girl?
I don't want to say.
Oh, tell us, or I'm not going to want it.
Okay, it's Emma.
Emma!
Take it.
What?
She's clearly an Emma.
Oh, honey, but you love that name.
Yeah, but I love you more. Besides, you know, nothing goes with Bing, so I'm screwed.
Yo-ho. Aaron Littman Guralnick would like to say hello to his future bride.
Oh, he kind of takes your breath away, doesn't he?
He's a keeper. How are you feeling?
No, I'm fine.
Can I just say, I really admire what you're doing. Just raising her all alone.
Oh, I'm not doing it alone. I have Ross.
Oh, sure. Now. But what happens when he meets somebody else and he gets married?
Well, then he gets a divorce. It's Ross.
I'm telling you, Rachel, listen to Janice. They all say they're going to be there until they start their real family.
That's never going to happen with Ross.
Well, that's what I thought about my first husband. Now I'm lucky if my kid gets to spend the weekend with her father and the twins and little Miss New Boobs.
Really?
I hate to be the one to say it, but honey, you two are on your own.
Well, we've been alone for the last 20 minutes and we're doing okay. Besides, you know what? Maybe we won't be alone, because lately things have been happening
between me and Ross, you know? And right before I went into labor, we had this kiss. You know? So I might be the beginning of something.
Hey, Janice.
Oh, hi.
Oh, who's this little guy?
Say hello to Aaron, your future son-in-law.
No.
I'm gonna leave you three alone.
Okay.
Bye.
Man, you see the kid on that nose?
Uh-huh. You know what I was thinking about?
Huh.
That kiss before we left the apartment. That was something, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it really was. But we gotta be careful. we can't let that happen again, you know?
Right.
I mean, we don't want to go down that road, do we?
No, of course not. No, that's why I brought it up. They didn't have any sodas?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I was talking to this nurse, completely forgot.
And so it begins.
She's putting her down there. That's her. Look at Emma.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I just can't decide who she looks more like, you or Rachel.
Oh, what are you kidding? She's gorgeous. It's all Rachel.
I'm sorry. For the last time, why aren't you two together again? No, I know, because you're not in that place. Which would be fine, except you totally are.
It's complicated, okay?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you love her, you always have, you have a child together. There's no right answer.
Look, we've been together, okay? And then apart, and then together, and then apart. And now we have a baby. It's just, if we got together again and it didn't work out, I can never do that to Emma. I mean, she came into this world thinking everything... Oh, that's now me. What, do they put something in the water in this place? Since Rachel and I, we're doing really well right now.
I know. And if you try to make it more, you might wreck it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Or you might get everything you wanted since you were 15.
Hey. I saw a woman breastfeeding both of her twins at the same time. It is like a freak show up here.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
What is it? Hey.
Really, it's nothing.
Rach, come on. What?
I've just been thinking about how my baby and I are going to be all alone.
What are you talking about alone? What about Ross?
Oh, please. He'll be with his real family. The twins and little Miss New Boobs.
Okay, how long was I watching that woman?
I'm just saying that, you know, someday Ross is going to meet somebody and he's going to have his own life. Right?
I guess so. Yeah.
I just never thought I'd be raising this baby all by myself. It's pretty dumb, huh?
Hey, you listen to me. You are never, ever gonna be alone. Okay? I promise I won't let that happen.
Joey. Oh, sweetie, what would I do without you?
You don't have to worry about that, okay?
Oh, honey, could you grab me my other box of tissues? They're right on that chair under Ross's coat.
Sure. Sign on the window says lonely. Oh, my God. Sign on the door
friends and no company allowed.
Oh my God.
Sign on the street says you don't own me.
Okay.
Sign on a port says three's a crowd. Sign on a port says three's a crowd.
That was amazing.
I know. Hey, do you realize that we may have just changed our lives forever? We may have just started our family. 9 months from now, we could be here having our own baby.
And if not, we got to do it on a bucket.